Have you ever felt like your marketing engine is redlining? Like you're growing fast, but things are starting to break under the pressure? Well, you're not alone. It's what happens when your marketing team is sprinting just to keep up. Campaigns start slipping through the cracks and quality is dropping as demand increases. Many businesses hit this wall where the marketing team is running on fumes or the founder has run out of time to do it all themselves. And things start falling apart. But what if I told you this doesn't have to be this way? What if you could start scaling your marketing operations without breaking it and everything it touches? Well, by the end of today's episode, you'll understand how to do just that by aligning your marketing efforts, implementing automation strategically, and creating processes that grow with you rather than crack under pressure.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, we're going to dive into how you can scale your marketing operations without breaking anything. But first, if you wouldn't mind clicking the follow button for our show, you'd be doing me a huge favor by helping more people just like you discover this show. My goal is to reach as many B2B entrepreneurs as possible, but I can't do it without your help. So go ahead and take a second to click the follow button. I appreciate it. Now, let's talk about how to scale your marketing in a way that doesn't break the bank, steal your energy, or distract you from what you do best in your business. Because if your marketing doesn't bring in new business on a regular basis, then you're in huge trouble. But you also have limited sources. So you only have so many hours in the day. And I bet for most of you, marketing isn't your favorite part of being an entrepreneur. So let's keep this simple and break your marketing operations down into four key pillars: people, platforms, processes, and partnership. Think of these as the four legs of a table supporting your marketing growth. Remove any one leg and the whole thing becomes unstable. Let's break these down one by one, starting with pillar one, structuring and growing your marketing team. See, this pillar is all about having the right team and organizational structure in place. This is the foundation everything else builds upon. Now, for some of you, you might be a team of one, which is okay. We all have to start somewhere, and the other pillars will help you grow past this hurdle. But as your company grows, you will need to build a team around you, and your marketing team will need to evolve from a few wearing all hats, being generalists, to a more specialized team. I see this transition trip up so many businesses. So you will need clearly defined roles. Maybe content specialists, marketing ops managers, or analytics experts to prevent overlap and burnout as your workload increases. Here's the truth, and this is something I learned the hard way. If you fail to delegate, you will fail to scale. Too many founders and CMOs try to keep their hands in everything, creating bottlenecks that strangle growth. You must empower team members with specialized skills to own their areas completely. Another key aspect is planning team growth and making sure it aligns with your business trajectory. If your company plans to double sales next year, your marketing team needs to proactively staff up or train existing team members to handle twice the campaigns or lead volume. A forward-looking team strategically avoids the scramble of reactively hiring when you're already drowning in work. All of this requires what I call a startup agility with an enterprise reliability mindset. Create a culture where team members continuously optimize their work and share improvements. When everyone is committed to scaling smartly, not just doing more, but doing better, your marketing organization can expand out without cracks forming. And if you are a sole member of the marketing team, you need to start finding ways to delegate sooner than later. Even if you're just to get a virtual assistant to do some remedial and repetitive tasks, That's time you get back, and that's the beginning of building your marketing team. Now, the second pillar focuses on using the right technology to multiply your team's effectiveness. Your marketing tech stack, or what marketers call MarTech, should be a force multiplier for marketing operations. Investing in the right tools pays massive dividends as you scale. Shoot, with AI, it might be the first hire in building your team. Most of what you will invest in is to get started with automation platforms. They allow one marketer to do the work that used to require three people by automating repetitive tasks like email sends, lead scoring, and social scheduling. But, and this is crucial, adding more tools alone isn't a silver bullet. It's about integration and smart implementation. I've seen companies with 20 plus marketing tools that still can't scale effectively because those tools don't teach or talk to each other. You need a unified system where your CRM, your email automation, your analytics, and project management tools seamlessly share data. When information flows smoothly between systems, leads never fall through the cracks as volume grows.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Automation should enhance human touch, not replace it. The goal is to handle 10x the interactions while still treating clients like people, not numbers. Use personalization tokens, customer segmentation, and behavioral triggers to ensure even automated communications feel tailored. This helps you maintain engagement quality even as you scale quantity. The last part of your platform management is to stay current with emerging tech like AI-powered marketing tools. While it is crucial in the long run, it's more important to avoid shiny object syndrome. Every tool in your stack should have a clear purpose and drive ROI, which makes your team more efficient and effective. I have a policy only to look at new technology once per quarter. And if I see something that is interesting to me, I ask myself, will this technology genuinely streamline operations, or is this just another distraction? If the answer isn't a definitive and quantifiable yes, then it goes on a look at later list. And even if I do say yes, I then ask myself, what is the long-term impact of waiting another 3 months to implement it? I mean, if the impact is only for a short term, then most likely it's going to cost me in the long run. So this keeps me from making short-sighted decisions about my tech stack, and which saves me, my team, and me myself a lot of time, energy, and money. So once you have a good idea of how your tech stack is going to shape up, you'll need to focus on the third pillar and create robust processes that prevent things from breaking under pressure. The starting point is very boring, to be honest with you, but it is extremely important, and you must document key marketing workflows like new campaign creation, content production, lead handoff to sales. Think of these documents as standard marketing procedures, kind of like SOPs, but specifically for marketing. See, when everyone follows a shared playbook, it's easier to onboard new members and ramp up activity without confusion.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Quality at scale is no accident. It's engineered through process. You need to implement checkpoints like content review and approval processes so that no matter how many blog posts or ads you produce, they all meet brand standards. This could include templates for campaigns, style guides for content, and QA steps like double-checking emails before they go out to thousands of recipients. It's crucial to embrace an agile marketing approach for continuous improvement and hold debriefs after campaigns to refine your process for the next time. Scalable operations aren't set it and forget it. They evolve. This ensures that as volume grows, processes become more efficient and effective, not stagnant. I also think it's best to use project management and collaboration tools to manage workflows at scale. With more campaigns and tasks, a single spreadsheet or email thread will inevitably break down. A good workflow tool helps assign tasks, track progress, and maintain transparency as the team expands. It's part of the process infrastructure that keeps everyone aligned and helps things from falling through the cracks, even when running dozens of initiatives simultaneously. In my company, we use the same project management for marketing as we do for our clients. I have integrated workflows both from my CRM to the project management platform for onboarding and back to CRM for client expansion. This creates a closed loop system and works very well in making sure the client value journey is always being nurtured. It's taken me a few years to perfect it, but believe me, it's worth the effort. Okay, now it's time for our final pillar, which focuses on partnership, specifically how marketing operations align with sales, client success, and broader business objectives. See, as marketing scales up lead generation, sales must be ready to handle and convert increased flow. Because when marketing and sales operate in silos, growth stalls. In a scalable operation, they function as a single revenue team with agreed upon definitions like what qualifies as a lead, how quickly will sales follow up, what information needs to be captured. You will also want to loop your client success team back to your marketing team so there is a clear communication on when clients are ready to increase their engagement. You want to make sure that everyone understands what signals a client gives when they're ready to deepen their relationship with you. This is what some call expansion motions, and it is one of the three factors you must master in order to scale your company. You also want to tie your marketing operations goals to high-level business objectives. If you're thinking about entering a new market or maybe adding a new segment, marketing ops must or should scale processes and mobilize new campaigns types to support that expansion. This makes sure all scaling activity is directly fueling your strategic growth priorities. The last thing you want is the leadership team focused on entering a new market while the marketing team is trying to double down on a fading opportunity. A key to all of this alignment is data transparency. I have a lot of my clients use dashboards and periodic reports to keep everyone on the same page. I find that companies who are exceeding their revenue goals often know exactly how many leads and conversions they need each month. When marketing can clearly show its contribution to the pipeline and sales trust the quality of leads, both sides can confidently invest in scaling up, which lends to the fact that true scalability is holistic. Marketing operations should always be interfacing with other departments like customer success, operations, and finance, all to ensure the entire business scales in harmony. Think about what happens when marketing dramatically increases demand, but fulfillment or customer support can't scale. That's right, the business suffers. Scaling marketing ops is about enabling the whole business to grow smoothly. And when you get these four pillars right, the impact on business growth is profound. We all know that marketing operations directly drive revenue growth. When marketing can generate more leads, nurture them effectively, and pass them to sales at scale, revenue can grow quickly without the wheels coming off. And on the flip side, when the client success team has a clear understanding of when to bring marketing and sales back into the mix to expand client engagement, you can see exponential growth. Ultimately, companies that master scalability in marketing have a competitive edge. They can seize market opportunities faster, launch campaigns quickly, and personalizing outreach at volume, while their competitors are stuck troubleshooting internal breakdowns. Basically, scalability equals agility. The business can respond to new trends or surges in demand without scrambling. And perhaps most importantly, scaling with proper operations prevents the burnout and quality problems that plague growing teams. Rather than your marketing team running on fumes or your brand reputation suffering from sloppy mass marketing, a well-scaled operation keeps employees engaged and clients happy. This means growth is sustainable. Your business can keep growing month after month, year after year on a strong foundation. So now that you know that scaling your marketing operations is all about people, platforms, process, and partnership, I challenge you to take one step today. I want you to evaluate which part of your marketing operations needs the most attention right now. Tomorrow, I challenge you to talk about your findings with the rest of your team and start making a plan on how to move forward, creating a finely tuned revenue engine operating system. Now, if you don't know where to start, or maybe you're ready to scale up without the headaches and are ready to delegate some of your marketing, I invite you to schedule a complimentary discovery call with me and my team. This call is completely free and focused on assessing your marketing operations for scale. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to book your free discovery session. The key here is to take action. Whether you do it yourself or reach out for some help, commit to doing one or the other right now. Your company is counting on you to make this happen. Believe me, you will thank yourself for doing something today, because inaction is boring, and being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.